Blog Talk Radio.
Just to behold his face one day, to stand in the presence of the King, that's all I want him to do is to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Take me to the King,
I'm tired, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you this song. Then take me to the King. Truth is, it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So Lord, speak right now. We're chasing after you. Oh, no rules, no religion. I made my decision to run to you, the healer that I need. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart. Don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering.
Take me to
heart. It's time to make a change.
Hallelujah.
Time to surrender.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes. God is here, ladies and gentlemen. He is here on Matters of the Heart broadcast with Apostle Dr. Smallwood. Should be coming up shortly, but you better give God some praise first and give the woman of God some praise today. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, somebody get excited out there. Amen. Y'all better get excited about Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today. What a beautiful song. One of Apostle Smallwood's favorites there, Tamla Mann, Take Me to the King. Let's give a round of applause for the woman of God singing that wonderful song. Tamla Mann and her wonderful family, God bless you. Thank you so much. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Matters of the Heart, and your heart matters, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to give that number out. This is a live broadcast with Apostle today. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. You can share that out with at least 50 people right now, ladies and gentlemen. I can tell you, everybody needs to hear the word. Everybody on the planet needs prayer today in the name of Jesus. Amen. That number again, 347-843-4559. So we thank God for Apostle to be with us today. And we thank you for joining us, those live and those around the world. Thank you so much. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. We thank God for you. Hey, for those who don't know, because we're getting new people all the time listening to the broadcast, a little bit about Apostle today. She is a wife, a mother of three adult children, seven grandchildren, grandmother, minister of the gospel, and a registered nurse and a mentor for so many, ladies and gentlemen. She is saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious Holy Ghost. Let's get a Lord a hand clap. That's what it's all about right there. That is what it's all about. Yeah, thank you, Father. Thank you for saving us. Amen. I knew Pastor Smallwood always talked about that. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for saving us, Lord Jesus. Amen. She's also in media and has been on radio, Eternal Life TV, and has spoken all around the world and continues to help people around the globe, ladies and gentlemen. She currently oversees ministries in the state of Iowa, and in the USA, and in Uganda, Africa, with many spiritual sons and daughters, ladies and gentlemen. Also, she serves as the minister, chaplain, the mentor, and the people's resource for a listening ear. She is an amazing resource for our communities, ladies and gentlemen, as well. She's a mental health life coach, wellness coach, motivational speaker, empowerment speaker, and a wonderful advocate and counselor for domestic violence and suicide prevention. For those, I present some and introduce to others, Apostle Susia Smallwood. Y'all give a woman of God a hand of praise right now in Jesus' name. Apostle, welcome. Welcome, Apostle.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you on today. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank the Lord for another day. I bless the Lord for another day. I know that we all on a holiday. Some are still on it. I'm still on mine, but I still know that I'm here by the grace of God. So even in all our thanksgiving with it in the natural, we should be giving thanks to God in the spiritual. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord today, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Let's give the man of God, Dr. Kevin Vaughn, a hand of applause on today for the great work that he's doing with these broadcasts. In the name of Jesus, let's give it up for the man of God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Dr. Vaughn. We salute you today. Father God, we thank you for being God of our life today. We thank you, God, for salvation, because without it, we couldn't do nothing on today. God, you're good and your mercy endures forever. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, God. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, God, for even the food that you provided on yesterday as families gathered near and far. Father, we pray that no one felt left out and abandoned or neglected, God, because I pray, God, that even if they didn't have exactly what they wanted, God, that you gave them what they needed in the name of Jesus, because you know that God is no respecter of persons, and if you turn it over to the Lord, he'll work it out. He will work it out because God loves us. He loves us. He loves us. No matter what state we're in, God loves us. God hates sin, but God loves his creation. So we bless the Lord on today. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you, God. We extol you today, oh God. Lord, you're just good, and your mercy endures forever. Thank you, God, for saving us, God. Thank you, God, for your son, Jesus, that went to Calvary's cross, and he died for us, oh God. But on the third day, he rose, God, with all power in his hand. He ascended into heaven, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. Father, we thank you today, God, because we have an advocate that is praying for us, even when we don't know what to say. Lord, we thank you that he's there in our place, oh God, and he's praying for us, the Father. So, Father, we just want to say thank you again. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that you sent back to comfort us, oh God. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We know that without the Holy Spirit, Lord, we have no power, because it illuminates and it revelates the word of God. It leads and guides us into all truth, so that we won't be tossed and driven by all forms of doctrine, oh God, that is lies. But God, we would know the truth, and the truth would make us free in the name of Jesus. So Father, we thank you today for this line, God. We thank you for this broadcast, God. We thank you, God, for this opportunity to share your word, God. The Holy Spirit, I pray now that I decrease, that you would speak, with clarity, God, that you would give me what to say. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, word my mouth. Word my mouth, God. Let someone hear something today, God, that would encourage their heart. We know, Father God, how many during this season, God, have seasonal depression. And Father, we know how many today, God, during the holiday, God, they go through all kinds of emotional due to many losses during the year. But God, let them know that you love them and that you're sending an embrace around them, even though they may not see it, God, but that you got your arms wrapped around them, and that others around the globe, though we may not be present, but we are praying and our prayers are around them, oh God. And we will continue to pray for Israel, oh God, and other countries where there's war torn and people are dying in the hospitals, oh God. We will continue to pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God. We pray, God, for mercy. We pray, God, have mercy. Have mercy, Father. Have mercy. Have mercy on your people all around the world, Lord. Those that don't know you as their Savior, have mercy, God. Let your love draw. As we lift you up, oh God, will you be the one. And your word and your love and your spirit and your kindness, God, draw them to you in the matchless name of Jesus. Father God, we pray this prayer. Thank you for matters of the heart, God, because we know that our hearts matter to you, God. Our hearts matter. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, because you want our hearts to be pure, God. You want us to have a pure heart and clean hands, our heart, a kind heart, a loving heart, a gentle heart, a heart that will reach out to others. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you, and we ask, oh, God, even today, God, that you would search our hearts, oh, God. And if you find anything that should not be God, that you would take it out and you would forgive us, God. Forgive us, God. Lord, show us, oh, God, our shortcoming, God, that we may repent and get it right. Father, I repent even now, God, before I say a word of my shortcomings, my sins of omission and of commission, God. Heavenly Father, forgive me in the name of your Son, Jesus. I repent. And Father, I pray that you would call a national repentance to the whole world, because we all need to repent, because we surely have, we've shorted God, and we've dishonored God, and we owe God a repentance. We ought to repent. We need to repent. Many things that are coming our way. Father, I believe that if the world would come and get on one accord and would repent from their wickedness, Father, I believe that we would see a better world, that our children wouldn't have to live in fear and go to school in fear each and every day and not be afraid to even play outside. But God, we know that you're able. So for the ones of us that are praying, we're going to stay on the wall and continue to pray and believe and trust your word, God, that you're able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I thank the Lord today. Didn't really know. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord today. We bless God. We bless you. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll be reading today. The message will be coming out of the book of Psalm 30. Psalm 30, I'll be bringing a word from that parochial scripture on today. Psalm, the book of Psalm, the 30th book of Psalm. Psalm does not contain chapters. They are books. So some people don't know that, so it's not to be funny. But if we're going to do it right. For those that don't know, they are books. They're not chapters. Psalm 30. And it talks about how David praises God for his deliverance. So if David had to praise God for his deliverance, so if we're going through something and we want to be delivered, we're going to have to praise God. Because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. So we must praise God, because God inherits. Hallelujah. God inherits the praises of his people. God inherits the praises of his people. We can't be ashamed to praise a holy God. We can't be ashamed to praise a God that died for our sins while we were in sin. We can't be ashamed of a God to praise him, for a God that provides everything for us, that heals us, that delivers us, that protects us, that watches out for us, even when we're in danger, that speaks to us, that strengthens us. We can't be ashamed of the one and only true and living God, Jesus the Christ. And we know that Heavenly Father created all things. We know that the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, is a person, the third person of the Trinity. He also empowers us. He empowers us. Without the Holy Spirit, we have no power to bring about any form of change. So we want to see things change in our lives. Ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. So when you pray, you're praying in power, authority, and you're praying God's word back to him. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. God will answer your prayer if you will not be ashamed to open up your mouth. We open up our mouth at the games and at all the galas and everything else. But many are ashamed to open up their mouth and give God praise. But he's worthy. He is worthy. He's the only one really that I see that is worthy. He's worthy of my praise. I can't praise man. I praise God. He's worthy. I mean, I can honor man. I will honor you. I will serve you. But God is worthy of our praise. Praise to a man many times causes their head to get puffed up, and they feel like they're greater than God, they're bigger than God, and they have no need for God. So God has to allow us to be in a place that he can keep us humble and let us know that without him we can do nothing, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so we're going to start with Psalm 30 and in verse 1, and it says, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. What is extol? I will praise you. What is extol? Extol is praise. I will extol thee, O Lord. What is thee? You. I will extol you, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up. Lifted. To raise to a higher position. So God, I want to praise you because you've just lifted me to a higher position or a higher level in you so that my foes are not going to be able to rejoice against me. I've lifted you. It was God that lifted David up. It was God. But he had to praise God. I will extol you. I will praise you that you will lift me up. Even when enemies come in, even when the enemy comes and Satan sends different things our way. But if we get into a mode of praise and worship, God will lift up us out of that place. And God will lift us higher, higher to another level. And whatever it was, whatever spirit it was that was trying to make you feel down or defeated, guess what? It takes the power away from Satan, and then you'll know who really has the power. God has the power. God has the power. It's never been Satan. He don't have no power over you. As a born-again believer, Satan has no power over you no more than you allow him to have. But when we fail to use God's word that he's already given us, that has been proven and tested, Satan is a defeated foe. And his word, God hastens to perform it. So when you give God his word back against the enemy and life circumstances that come against you, he hastens to perform his word. That's why you have to be careful how you're praying. Are you praying your word are you praying God's word back to him? And verse 2, it says, O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Now, we already know that in the first verse, the foes, that's an enemy or an opponent. So God lifted David up on another level and lifted him higher so that his opponent, that his adversary, could not get to him. Oh, they may be still acting crazy, but it's not affecting you. You can't stop people from acting crazy. You can't stop people from lying. You can't stop people from hating on you, especially when you're doing things for God and when you're trying to help to build up God's kingdom. But we have to be bigger than that, because we now, with the let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Whatever, as a man thinketh, so is he. Whatever they think, let them think. But we're born again. Now, we've taken off that old man and we have on the new man. So let us now think and ask God, Lord, give me your thoughts. Give me your thoughts. Give me your thoughts. Speak through me that I'll speak your words, God. That my words will be seasoned with loving kindness. So you can be so kind to the enemy that they don't even know how to deal with you. They say, well, I'm always doing evil things to them, and they keep right on being nice to me. Just keep right on doing it. Keep right on. Let them keep talking, and you keep praying. And you keep praying that God will change their heart, because you don't know what God has planned for that person's life. And maybe they're in a place that they're being used by Satan, and they don't know how to break free. But we are our brother's keeper. So if you love each other, and we must, because you don't love God if you don't love your sisters and brothers. I said, if you love them, then you will pray for them that God will take them out of that place, that God will deliver them and raise them up to a place that they will understand that that's the enemy trying to get you to a place that you won't believe that God is who he say he is. But God is all that he says he is, and then he's more than that. Because we really, God is infinite. There's no way we can measure the greatness and the power of God. We just can't, because there's nothing too hard for God. All of the power is in his hands. It's in his hands. So, Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. So God healed him when he cried unto thee, meaning God, thou hast healed me. This was David. He was still trying to be delivered. So he cried unto the Lord. He cried. He prayed. And he cried. And God healed him. Whatever he was going through, whatever he was running from, or whatever was after him, when he cried out to the Lord answered, and he healed him. Verse 3, it says, O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, and that I should not go down to the pit. Thou hast brought me up my soul from the grave, from the grave. You brought my soul up from the grave, and thou hast kept me alive. We know if we are going to live, God is the one that has to keep us alive. We do not, all of the doctors, all of the medicine, all the naturopath, I don't care what, none of that is able to keep you alive. If you are not in Christ, you are existing and you're breathing, but you're really not alive. Life comes through Christ. Life comes through Christ. Life. Life is in the blood of Jesus. So we might think, oh, we're breathing, we have a pulse, and we're walking around. But eternal life only comes through Christ. When you take on the nature of Christ, you try to fulfill the commandments of Christ, you start to walk it out. You allow God to sanctify you. You ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. You start trying to tell others about Christ. You come to where God leads you to be fed by your shepherd. and you serve. You sit and you serve until you're built up in the word of God that you can stand and not fall from all forms of doctrine. I said, then God can use you. Then you can live because you don't have to eat from everybody's table. You'll know what is good, what is bad, what is not real, and what is fake. You'll know what is authentic from something that someone is just making up to make themselves sound great. You'll know the difference because discernment is everything. And one thing, spirit discerns spirit. If it don't resonate with my spirit, I bump it out right then. I said, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And I do not accept it. And I wouldn't care about titles. I'm not impressed by titles. I'm not. I listen very carefully to what people are saying. And if what you're saying, and then I know you and I'm watching your life and it's not lining up, you're a hypocrite. Simple. I said it. Did I sure did. If you're preaching it over the pulpit and you're not living it, you're a hypocrite. You need to be delivered. And if you pray and seek God instead of having all that pride in your head wanting to be something that you're not, God would deliver you. But when you will not humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and allow God to do what he needs to do in you, you may be gifted, but your gift is nothing if you don't know how to use it correctly and if you use it to try to beat down on others when you are not even delivered from those very things that you're beating them down with and you're doing them. But they just don't see it. You don't see it either. You do a lot of listening to gossip. And so you're able to get up in the pulpit and tell people business and act as if God revelates. God, Holy Spirit didn't revelate nothing to you. Your members did because you got everybody up in your ear. So when you get and stop being so familiar with your sheep, give them the word. But you never saw Jesus do that. He said, I do what I see my Father do. And I'm paraphrasing. I do what I see my Father do. So if we're doing what we see, the word of God shows us what Jesus did and the apostles did and the prophets did, then how are we doing all of this mess that we're doing? Because it does not represent holiness at all. It does not. And a lot of this stuff is causing sickness and premature death. And we're losing pastors left and right. Why? Because they think they're all things to all people, and they're not. We're called to a people, but we're not called to all people. Because it's so many, I said, God has a tribe for you. And I'm just using the word tribe, but not necessarily that it is a tribe, but it's a group of people that God knows that you will be able to minister to in a way that I would not be able to minister to them because of my experiences in life. And then there are some that I could minister to that you're not going to be able to minister to because my background is mental health, addiction, homelessness, and corrections. So for me, that's my life. So I know it without a shadow of a doubt. I know it. I can talk to them. I can go to any homeless shelter, talk to them. I can go on the street. I can talk to them. That's my training. So as we go to do things in the natural and God, you know, you get really equipped in the natural, you can transfer that right over into the spiritual, and still there are people on the street. So when you meet them, you know how to approach them without, you don't have to have a Bible in your hand. It should be in your belly and in your mouth. The word of God should be in your mouth. What you going to do when they take the Bibles away from you? It better be in your heart, in your mouth, in your belly. And you better be able to speak it out because they are going to take them away. So you better hide that word in your heart that you might not sin against God. So, and that is it. You know, God delivered him. That he didn't, from the pit, that I should not go down to the pit. Who wants to be in a pit? You know, nobody wants to be in a pit. So God will keep you. from falling into a pit, he'll keep you from being ensnared if you will keep your eyes on him, study his word, and pray to him. Praise and worship him. Pray. Say, you don't have to have a beautiful voice to sing praises unto the Lord, but send up a sweet smelling aroma to God. Let it come from your heart. It's not about how good you sing. It's about that God, you're just great. I'm so grateful for you, God. You're lovely. You're holy. You're righteous. You're just, God. Lord, I'm just so thankful to have you in my life. Thank you for being my father, my mother, everything I need at the point of need. God, you never let me down. Give God some thank yous sometimes instead of a laundry list. I need, I need, I need, I need. He's not Santa Claus. He's just not. He's not. He's just not that. He's not. Y'all carry a list of things that you need and not one thing about your deeds. You ain't done nothing. But you want him to fulfill everything. But God, I thank God that he don't give us what we deserve. That's all I can say. So at verse 4, it says, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Verse 5, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Sing unto the Lord. I just said that. Open your mouth and sing. Not about your voice. Oh, these saints of his. Are you a saint? What is a saint? A saint is a holy one set apart for God's special purposes. Sing and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Be ye holy. Come out from among them and be ye separated. You can't walk like the world. If you walk like the world, you're walking with the world. So who do I look to? You look just like the world to me, and then you want to tell me about how holy you are? Well, if you're so holy, why do you never fellowship with others that are holy? Why are you always with the world? And it's nothing wrong with ministering to the world, but you can't walk with them, and they certainly cannot be your best friend. If they're your best friends, you got a problem already. And as a leader, you're not one. You need to go sit down. You can't walk with the world and be a leader. You can minister to the world, but if you're walking with them and that's your lifestyle, baby, you have not even been called to ministry. Go sit down. You want to be. And there's a lot of wannabes out here. You know, there's all kind of bees. Wannabes, bumblebees, but they still can't be because God have not prepared them to be because they won't sit long enough to be. And they do not want to be taught. They want to do their own thing, the remembrance of his holiness. Give God thanks. God don't have to do something every day. Well, he does something every day. If he wakes you up and he gives you new mercies every morning, that is something to praise God for. Give God thanks. Give it thanks for his holiness, for his holiness, for his holiness, for his holiness, because we are supposed to be walking in holiness as well. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Without holiness, no man shall see God. Give him his word back. It says, for his anger endureth but a moment. His anger endureth but a moment. What? His anger lasts. Endureth. It lasts for just a moment. In his favor is life. What is favor? Favor is his approval, his support, his kindness, his preference. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Weeping, shedding of tears. Shedding of tears may occur during the night, but by morning, God has promised you joy. He's promised you joy. Not joy as the world gives, but joy from the inside. He'll give you a peace on the inside. You won't weep every night because God won't leave you in that state when you belong to him. Because if it's affecting you, it's affecting your God, because he's concerned about the things that concerns us. That's why he tells us to cast our cares on him. Why? Because he has the strength to deal with it. He knows what to do, when to do, how to do. And so we have to trust God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. Let him direct your path. We wouldn't go through half the things we go through, even when we're trying to get delivered, if we would get out of God's way. Get out of his way. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he is doing. And you know, a moment goes by quickly. He said, and his anger is a strong feeling of annoyance or hostility. Okay, you might annoy God, but it's swift because he loves us so much. He don't stay annoyed with us, but he stands there waiting for us to say, okay, God, help me. He's not so annoyed with you that he's not going to help, because he wants you to call on him. I don't care how minute, how small you might think it is, but if it's so small that it's calling you to trip up, you need to give that thing to God, because it's those little things that build up. And next thing you know, you're out of control, boo. You don't know which way is up. You're saying things, profanity. Next thing you know, you done threw a cup of liquor up to your head. Ain't nothing wrong with this. Okay, well, if ain't nothing wrong with this, you'll find something else that you say is small. But those are the things that Satan already know. Those are your strongholds in the world. And God and Satan knows that he'll use those same things, for those are those little trinkets that he puts in your way. If you was always chasing women, oh, he'll put the most beautiful woman in your path you ever did see. And guess what? And you have wandering eyes then. Next thing you know, she'll be up in your ear like that serpent was in Eve's ear. You got to watch as well as pray. You got to live holy every day. Stay on your post. Stay on God. Don't leave out without putting on the arm of God in Galatians 5. Don't leave out. Galatians 5, 22 through 25. Don't leave out without your armor of God. Now in verse 6 it says, the reason we endure, this is 5, right? The reason we endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Okay. 6 it says, and in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. In my prosperity. Prosperity is an economic well-being. Being successful. And what did David say here? He said, and in my prosperity. So in my economic well-being and in my being, I shall never be moved. So he said, things will not move me. How about that? Things will not move me because of my economic status, whether I have little or whether I have much or whether I have overflow. They won't move me. Because why? I'm anchored in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord no matter what. And even those things are not going to cause me to fail, because you know things can mess you up, and it's nothing wrong with having things, but never let the things become the things that you worship. We don't worship things. We worship a holy God. Things are just that. They're here today and they're going tomorrow, but we serve an eternal God. One thing I know about God that I've learned over the years, his desire has never been that one soul be lost. our Heavenly Father would not have sent his only begotten Son, because that was the only sinless person that could, the Lamb of God. He was the only one that our Heavenly Father could send that could be the propitiation for our sins, because even the priests, they messed up. So there were plenty of people throughout the Bible that messed up. I don't care how great they ended up becoming, they still messed up. David messed up. David messed up. Bathsheba's husband killed. Had a baby by her. David was a bad boy. But there was others also that did things in the Bible that they noticed. Saul started out a good king, but he ended up a hot mess. He did his own thing. Okay, Samuel, you're not back in 7 days. I think I'm going to offer up a sacrifice. Well, ain't nobody told you to offer no sacrifice. First of all, you stepped outside of your lane, and you're trying to get in the lane that you weren't supposed to be in. That was not the instructions left to you. So if you can't follow directions when you have a leader, you need to be sat down until you learn how to follow. You can't lead until you know how to follow. And a lot of us have problems with that. Well, I don't understand that, and they were supposed to be here by this time, and who made you the leader? If that's what you was told and they're not there, sit your happy hind paws down until they get there. It's still not for you to take it in your hands and go running with it, and God did not grace you for that assignment. You're still going to shipwreck because you're out of order. I know you don't like that word, but you're going to hear it anytime I get ready to say it, I'm going to say it. What's wrong with us today? Many of us are out of order. We're out of order. Order is not a bad word, because God is a God of order. He does things decent and in order. If there's order on your job, why would you think there's not order in God's house, order in his word, and order the way that we're supposed to think? We're supposed to be setting the example for order. And we're born again believers. The world is not supposed to be teaching us. We're supposed to be teaching the world. But because we done got the order all mixed up, we're saying right, wrong, wrong is right, and it really doesn't matter which way it's done. It does matter, because if it didn't matter, God wouldn't have written it that way. It does matter. Everything matters to God. God didn't just throw the word of God together. He did not. It matters. So we're going to, and that was verse 6. He said, in my prosperity, I see it, I shall never be moved. Prosperity is not going to move me. Nothing is going to move me. I don't care what kind of trinket, I don't care how much I have or how little I have, I'm still going to offer praise to God. Praise is the key to our deliverance. Worship is the key to our deliverance. Not moaning and calling everybody you know. And guess what? They can't do nothing to help you. See, that's what you don't understand. They can't help you. God has, he has your deliverance, but you're going to everybody else, and you're like ring around the roses, but you won't go to God. These people don't, they can't help you because they can't help themselves. They cannot help you. They cannot.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, you're listening to Matters of the Heart broadcast with Apostle Dr. Cecilia Smallwood. We've lost her feed there, but she should be back in a few seconds here. We thank God for her wonderful word. She's coming out of the book of Psalms 30. I want to encourage everybody to read the chapter, the book of Psalms, book 30. That's Psalms 30. We encourage you to read that. This is Matters of the Heart broadcast with Dr. Cecilia Smallwood. We just lost her feed, but she'll be back here in a few seconds, we believe. So we're excited about that. We just want to give God a hand clap of praise for Dr. Smallwood being with us. And those listening all across the globe, thank you so much for your patience and for your love in the word of God today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I believe we got Dr. Smallwood is back, I believe, so we're excited about bringing her back on. Doc, we got you back. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I said, you know, the devil is busy. Okay. I said, we got to the fruit of the Spirit. And I wanted to say something about the fruit, because it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. So when we said, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. So when we keep our minds on the things of God, if we really are seeking deliverance like David wanted, he was seeking for deliverance. So in order to for that deliverance to come, he knew it couldn't be him coveting what nobody else had. He had to keep focused on the things of God, because he knew that God is a deliverer. There's nothing that he delivered Daniel out of the lion's den, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He brought them out of the fire furnace. So there's nothing. And there's so many, the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 years, God did so many. He delivered her. He healed her. He made her whole. So if you want to be delivered, I say, put your trust in God. Talk to God about it. And let God do what only he does best. So I'm going to stop right there. And what I'm going to do, Dr. Vaughn, right here, I'm going to give the, I'm going to close out with this. I pray that the word has blessed someone. If you want to be delivered, turn to God, turn to his word, get on your knees, ask God. If you can't get on your knees, get in a posture of prayer in a quiet place and just pour your heart out to God. Tell God what you need, because I don't care how small it is, God is concerned about you. God loves you. Your soul matters to God. Don't ever let nobody tell you that you're not worthy, that you can't be. You can't be. God don't want to hear that. Yes, God does want to hear. He wants to hear everything concerning your life. So he knows it anyway. So go ahead on at your mouth and say it. I said, those are haters. Don't worry about that. Just go ahead on and talk to God. And I promise you, God will come through for you every time. So right now, I'm going to read the priestly blessing over the people of God. I pray that everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And we know that Thanksgiving is fine to celebrate with your family on Thanksgiving, because we do honor the Lord every day. So I don't tell nobody to not celebrate Thanksgiving. I don't, because I was with my family. And whatever you're doing, as long as you're honoring God in what you do and you're blessing the Lord, guess what? It is a good thing, and it is good for families to come together and laugh. Laughter is good for the soul. I don't want no Grinch every time I turn around. It's nothing but complaints, complaint, complaint. So I'm going to close out with this. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to everyone who tuned in on today. I pray that you heard something. I pray that what you heard, if you would take it and use it, it will work for you, because it came from the word of God. The word works. So, Dr. Vaughn, the word works. So those in need of salvation, go to God. Lord, save my soul. I repent of my sins. Lord, save me. Forgive me, God. I'm sorry for the things that I've done. God, come into my heart. Live inside of me. Show me which way to go. Show me, God, how to live for you. When you go to God as humble as a child and you are sincere, God hears, he loves you, and he'll do just that. God bless you until next time. May the Lord bless you and keep you and your family. Dr. Barnett is back in your hands.
Oh, thank you so much. Dr. Small, would y'all better give the Lord a hand cup of praise for the woman of God. Powerful word today, Pastor. Thank you so much. Wow.
Praise God.
Incredible. Hey, ladies, y'all want to encourage you to read the book of Psalms 30. Read the book. ladies and gentlemen, just meditate and have time with the Lord and ask the Lord directly. As Apostle helped us today, you can go directly to the Lord. Even if you don't believe but you're seeking God, you just ask him, folks. He will reveal himself to you no matter where you at on the planet. I love it. Praise God.
Amen.
So we thank you so much. We thank God for Apostle Smallwood being with us today, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, if you need prayer, for those who need prayer, hit us up on the network. You guys can give me a call first at 404-401-0233. If you like prayer or if you have a question about this area of salvation, it is not hard, ladies and gentlemen. All you have to do is ask the Lord. Say, Lord, I don't know if you're real or not. Please reveal yourself to me because I need you today. I need you today. We need you. We need you.
Amen.
We thank God for those listening live right now and those listening later on. Please understand, Jesus is the only one, not only said it, but he can back it up. He said, I am the only way to the Father. Only way to the Father is through Jesus Christ, folks. Come on. It's not religion. It's fact.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
It's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fact of life. So we thank God for Apostle reminding us how important the Word of God is. And for the believer, I want to encourage everybody, just take yourself to the next level today in Christ, folks. You got to read the Word, study the Word, execute the Word. And most of all, as Apostle mentioned, we got to believe the Word. Apostle, we got to believe it too. We must believe the Word.
Amen.
Yes, praise God. We thank you so much for being with us today, ladies. I want to encourage you to share this out because you never know who is listening around the world that will be blessed by this wonderful broadcast and wonderful word today in Jesus' mighty name. Hey, on behalf of the network today and Apostle, we're going to leave you with a wonderful song, Brother Andre Crouch, Let the Church Say Amen. Hey, we're along with Brother Winans as well on that, I believe. So thank the Lord for your time today. God bless you.
God bless you.
Let the church say,
let the church
say,
let the church
say,
let the church
say,
let the church
say,
let the church
say,
let the church
say,
let the church
say,
let the church
say, church say? Let the church say, man. Oh, I need you to say it. When your dream's about to die, knowing that God is not a man, he just can't lie. In spite of what the devil does,
Smallwood, we thank you so much for joining us. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, to accept Jesus today, for he is the only way. We thank you so much for joining us, and we thank God for his presence. We thank God for using the woman of God today. And let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the Lord today, to the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to Dr. Saul Smallwood today, in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Have a great day, everybody. Happy holidays.